I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
We're talking about white girls. We're talking about
it's almost Christmas.
Podcast.
It's almost Christmas. It's almost Christmas here at Two Chunks. Here it's Two Chunks, and also here it's almost Christmas.
It's almost time.
I'm Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Karina.
I'm Doge. Today's punchline is Santa walking backwards.
What's got the old Saint Nick saying, oh, you know what I'm saying?
That's not bad. I like that.
Yeah.
What's red?
It's good so far.
What's red and black? What's red with?
Yeah.
What's got?
I feel like I'm like jingling my keys at you.
Look here. I don't know. This one's got me stiggity stumped, if I'm being honest with you.
Well, I need an answer or we can't move forward.
Yeah, no, that's true. Hey, how do you know that the eggnog was spiked?
Santa walking backwards.
I don't know, man. Wait.
This one goes.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait.
Yeah.
How do you know we accidentally swapped to the special cookies?
Santa walking backwards. This one goes directly to Dr. Carter Willis. What goes, oh, Santa walking backwards.
Oh, no way. What was the anti-Mickey Mouse character? What did we come up with?
Mortimer Mouse.
Oh, Yab-Ho. Uh-huh. Yab-Ho.
Oh, that's
Yab-Ho. Yab-Ho.
Yeah. Okay. I'm Carter, champion of the OOO and the Yab-Ho. And what I have today.
Raise your Yab-Ho.
Raise your Yab-Ho. I felt inspired to. I think Rian Johnson is brilliant. He is. I don't know if he's up there with like Denis in terms of like those directors that I'm just so excited to see what they're doing next. I do think in terms of writing, because he's doing all his own stuff, he's incredible.
Yeah.
It's tough with...
Yeah.
I was talking with my brother-in-law about this, but like when Chloe Zhao did Eternals and then we had Rian Johnson do Last Jedi, it's just these brilliant people that are like, are you sure you want me to do this in the middle of this?
Right.
Because I'm going to do what I want to do. You know, and so I'm less and less faulting them. And I'm already I wouldn't say a truther, but I enjoyed The Last Jedi as a standalone, which sure. makes it incredibly inappropriate for being in the middle of the biggest pop culture thing of all time. But
right. Yeah.
Watched Wake Up Dead Man, really liked it. That's nothing new. You're not hearing anything new. And I think what's brilliant now is we're getting a little bit of Johnson looking at his body of work and tricking us based off of whether or not we've seen other ones before. He's essentially Agatha Christie now. Like, he's essentially someone who's like, you thought, like, he's the whole setup has been now felt like almost a decade's worth of setup that he's just playing with us still. Yeah, I think that's brilliant. And so what I would love to do is I want us to pick a champion from each of his current movies. So from Knives Out, Glass Onion, and Wake Up Dead Man, and do a big Rian Johnson extra credit. For those that have not heard of extra credit before, this uses the IMDb algorithm, which is making less and less sense. Maybe it's about the same. It doesn't feel as frustrating to y'all as it used to be. Maybe it's because you're winning so much. I feel like you're winning more than
I have become as a stone in water. Mm. Things sort of just flow over me, mm-hmm. and I stand resolute.
I just have a very short memory.
That's it. As long as we don't get back to Brad Pitt or Matt Damon, I think y'all are going to be okay. Those end up being really tough. Those are really tough. What we do is we pick
I love Incredible Mr. Limpet as much as the next guy, but...
IMDb does Unknown for, which is like that actor or actress's top four credits. According to IMDb. And so these guys have to do their very best to try and guess them all. They really just need 9 points to win. So they're going to have four guesses per person, meaning they can really get 15. Because if you get all four for someone, you get extra credit. So you can get 5 points per. They really only need to average 3 points. So three of the four credits per actor or actress. And we'll start with Knives Out. As a reminder, the cast here, Daniel Craig, as it always is. Chris Evans, Ana de Armas, Jamie Lee Curtis, Michael Shannon, Don Johnson, Toni Collette, Lakeith Stanfield, Chris Plummer. Those would be probably our biggest names there. But we're going to do one per. We'll go to Glass Onion next.
Doing a Danny Craig for one of these seems like it makes sense. Doing Ana de Armas could be fun if we want to do like one of the standalone people from each movie.
Yeah.
Chris Evans is going to be too tough.
JLC, we get a Jamie Lee.
Maybe.
You think?
Yeah, maybe. Let's swing for JLC.
Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis.
All right. Jamie Lee Curtis.
I feel that Everything Everywhere All at Once would be there, but would it be? You know what I mean? Probably True Lies.
I'm thinking Halloween, True Lies, Freaky Friday.
You think Freaky Friday? I want Freaky Friday to be there.
I think it might be, dude.
Why don't we start with Halloween? That feels like the safest.
Halloween, definitely. Halloween, lock it in.
Here's what's tough. When she came back and did the final, like her final Halloween movie, it was also called Halloween. So I'm going to need y'all to designate. I have a feeling you're thinking 1978 Halloween.
The first one. 1978 Halloween.
Bing, 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 bing. Number four.
Number four. Wow. Ooh,
barely squeaked in.
What a great poster that is, too.
Freaky Friday's fun enough that I want it to be there. So let's swing for Freaky Friday.
I think
Friday.
let's say True Lies first, because I think True Lies is gonna be there.
Yeah. All right, True Lies. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number one.
Yeah. Wow.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Is Activia in there anywhere? Like,
are there any commercials? Is it yogurt? Is it Jamie Lee poop yogurt?
What about for people really trying to poop?
Hey guys. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Wow.
Sorry, you cut out?
Because of her poop yogurt.
Sorry, you cut out?
Wow.
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah. Keeps cutting out. I don't get it. Maybe let's...
Jamie P. Curtis.
Okay. 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 That's fine.
That's pretty funny.
No, it's good. It's good. I liked it. Wow. Okay.
Two for two.
Yeah. I say Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday. Let's start having fun. We got business taking care of now.
Yeah, let's start poofing off. Freaky Friday, lock it in.
Freaky Friday, lock it in.
Freaky Friday's a bong bong.
Yeah.
One more guess.
Everything Everywhere All at Once, we think? Or need to get this is it going to be like to
be on that ad?
Something else.
It could be the new Halloween.
I don't think that was very popular.
I don't either. It could be Everything Everywhere All at Once. He's going to say something and we're going to be like, oh, yeah.
Didn't she win an Oscar for Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Oh, I think she did. Yeah. Everything Everywhere All at Once. Yeah, lock it in.
A bing, 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 bing. Number three. Number one.
Noice.
True Lies. Number two, 2018's Halloween.
Really?
Number three, Everything Everywhere All at Once. And number four, 1978's Halloween. 50 years apart, those two.
Halloween.
Nope, 40 years apart. That's crazy.
Halloween.
Halloween. So, nice. We're got three. We just need to average that throughout. Moving on to Glass Onion. Daniel Craig once again. Enter the Room, Ed Norton, Kate Hudson, Janelle Monáe, Catherine Hahn. What a goddess. Ooh. Leslie Odom Jr., Dave Bautista.
How do you feel about Eddie Nort? I don't think we've ever done Ed Norton.
Ethan Hawke.
Eddie Nort. Ed Norton would be tough.
I feel 100% confident about three of them.
Who are your three you feel confident about?
For Ed Norton, what are my three Ed Norton movies that I think are there?
I thought you meant three actors.
No. I feel 100% confident about three Ed Norton movies, I think.
Okay. I'll follow your lead. Your nose so bright, won't you guide my game tonight? I'm happy to do that.
Let's do it. Why not?
Eddie?
Yep.
Yeah.
Edward Norton.
Let's do it. Fight Club. Lock it in.
Yeah. Fight Club. Lock it in.
First time player here. Bing, 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 bing. Number one.
American History X. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number two.
The Italian Job.
Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Yeah, sure. Lock it in. Why not?
Bong, bong.
Okay. So I felt confident about two, apparently.
That's okay. That's okay. Just got to get one more.
I do think Glass Onion could be there.
Glass Onion could be there. The Incredible Hulk could be there.
Birdman.
Big franchise flick. Birdman could be
there. I bet Birdman's there.
Yeah. Let's say Birdman.
I feel good about
it. I like
Birdman.
That one the best of the ones we mentioned. Birdman, lock it in.
Same. Birdman, lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number four. Number one, nice. Fight Club. Number two, American History X. Number three, Primal Fear. Number four, okay. Birdman.
Okay. I feel good about that.
Birdman. Yeah. Next.
I love when they sing Deadman. That in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so fun when they sing it.
Daniel Craig, once again. Josh O'Connor, who's quickly becoming one of my favorite people to watch. Glenn Close, Josh Brolin, Mila Kunis, Jeremy Renner, Kerry Washington, Andrew Scott, Kaylee Spaney. It's worth saying her name because I was like, I recognize her. Oh, Romulus. Thomas Hayden Church, Jeffrey Wright.
What a cast.
Dude.
Should we go for Danny Craig on this one? Or is it just going to be a tough mix of like Bonds and...
It's going to be which Bonds and which Knives Out. And then it's going to be like, surprise, it's actually Logan Lucky.
I love that movie. We just watched that recently again.
I've still never seen that. Adam Driver too, yeah?
It's really
fun. I haven't either.
Really fun. Mm-hmm. Channing Tatum, Adam Driver, Logan Lucky, of course.
I'm okay with Daniel Craig for this one.
Well, it's a little tough. Run him back at me from the top again, Carter. There's somebody else in there.
There's Josh Brolin.
We could try Brolin.
Josh O'Connor, Glenn Close, Josh Brolin, Mila Kunis, Jeremy Renner, Kerry Washington, Andrew Scott, Thomas Hayden Church, Jeffrey Wright.
Ooh, baby, I love Andrew Scott so much. Let's go, Craig. He deserves.
Yeah.
A swing right here.
Old Dan.
Just need three of his four to win extra credit.
Wow.
Skyfall, I think, is going to be number one.
Should be.
I think it will be.
Let's do it. Skyfall, lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number three.
Okay. I think OG Knives Out is probably there.
Okay. Yeah. Let's give it a shot. Knives Out.
Lock it in.
Bong, bong. You're going to need to get these next two.
I think Casino Royale is the most likely other Bond movie that's there, if there's two. And
I think so.
There probably are.
Okay. Casino Royale.
Casino Royale. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number two. You're on your last guess. And you must get this to win.
Comes down to this? Do we think there's zero knives out here?
Well, it's certainly not Wake Up Dead Man. It's too new. So Glass Onion would be the other option. But I feel like Knives Out would be there over Glass Onion, if I'm being honest with you.
Because Knives Out got a full theatrical release.
Right.
It wasn't part of this Netflix hybrid deal.
Right. And it's just, I feel like in most franchises, usually it's like you shed viewers.
Yeah.
With every, you know, it feels like Knives Out is the more popular.
Yeah.
One. Hmm. I do think, I mean, I think there's a chance that it's like, you know, Quantum of Solace or something in there, or Spectre maybe. I think there's a chance that it's Glass Onion. I think it could actually be Logan Lucky. It's a Soderbergh movie. Thinking, it's really fun.
Yeah.
It's different.
Logan Lucky. I'm feeling Logan Lucky.
Let's do Logan Lucky.
I'll roll the dice. Logan Lucky.
Roll the dice on Logan Lucky. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bong bong.
It's okay.
Valiant effort. Okay. Number one, No Time to Die. Number two, Casino Royale. Number three, Skyfall. Number four, Spectre. He is a full Bond.
All
it is all Bond.
That's a mistake, I think. I really feel like Daniel Craig has done so much.
We've talked about that on this podcast.
Fun stuff.
More than James. He's more than just James.
He's more than James.
It's certainly
more than
not,
Jimmy B.
Hardly anyone will ever be the weight of like being both Han Solo and Indiana Jones. But being James Bond and Benoit Blanc is...
I mean...
not.
It's close, dude.
Pretty impressive. That's the range there. I'll say this. I think there's more range between James Bond and Benoit Blanc than there
it's
is between Han Solo and...
Harrison Ford with a hat. Harrison Ford without a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blaster, this one he has a hat. This one he has a vest.
Yeah.
But this one he rides a horse. This one his dog is really big.
Hey, I'll say this. I'm a big fan of the IOI Hitman games. They're very, very fun. The IOI James Bond 007 game that's coming out in the spring looks pretty phenomenal.
Can you tell me what IOI means technically? What is that?
I don't actually know. It's just the name of the company.
Oh.
Like
gotcha.
It's the name of the
studio. I thought it was like RPG.
Studio.
Like it's like a...
No. Yeah. It's the name of the studio that makes...
I think it's the sound when you play. You're like, yoi!
That's pretty perfect. You got to think that they were thinking, hopefully someday we get Bond. Doesn't it feel like it falls right into place for what they like to do?
It really does. When you play the Hitman games, it sort of feels like they were like, let's do a Bond thing, but we have freedom to make it really stupid and violent.
Yeah.
Dude, I love those games. Yeah. Hitman's so fun.
Yeah, it's one of the funnest pickup put down games of all time. Amazing. Let's.
Good job, boys.
Speaking of pickup.
Hang on. No, I got it. I got the transition.
Oh, you do it.
It's a lot of fun to pick up and put down that game.
Mm-hmm.
What else you pick up? You pick up and put back down again is Cats.
There you go. That's exactly what I was
from this movie.
That's exactly what I was going to say. We're talking about Christmas at the Catnip Cafe. It's a new one this year for Hallmark. Is it new this year?
Yeah.
Was it this year one?
We've talked about it on the show before this.
We have.
As one of the...
I think we did it on the guess the name or guess the plot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we're gonna do more than guess. We know now.
Not to brag.
Come right out of the gate and say, Andrew Scott, we were talking about a second ago, the whole time we were watching Callie and I kept saying that the main guy, Paul Campbell's the actor's name, looks a little bit like he could be Andrew Scott's cousin.
A little bit.
Like they just...
Oh, that's actually Anderson Skitt. Yeah, he knows Andrew.
They just look similar enough. Can I say something crazy about Christmas at the Catnip Cafe?
Say it, dude.
I think I'm going to agree with what you say.
I really enjoyed it.
I kind of liked it.
I liked it quite a bit.
It's not bad.
Pretty decent.
I think what it was here is like we had great leads. I think that means so much to Hallmark movies. And I think our guy Campbell is what, and we'll get to Finding Mr. Christmas in just a bit, is what I think Craig would be like as a leading
man. Yes.
Very much so. We had, I think what was great here, and it's so funny with Hallmark because of the bar, I think, that is set with Hallmark franchises, the Hallmark studio as a whole, is like also anytime the writing is clever at all, I'm kind of like, okay. And then if it keeps having clever beats, I'm like, okay.
Right.
I kind of dig this. But like everything from James Cattenborough to like this was pretty smart. And I think it was not, I think I'm realizing the Hallmarks I enjoy the most are the ones that try crazy, crazy stuff like time travel.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Just swing for it.
But this one was a little bit more than safe. This one was better than okay.
Fully agreed.
I think.
Fully agreed. I will say, I think that our main character, whose character name is escaping me right now. Give me one second.
Olivia.
Yes. Olivia, especially at the beginning, is a little bit of a ghoul. Just being like, yeah, I'm going to close it.
You said cats? No, I'm going to close it.
Nah.
I'm going to close it. And the reveal at the end, when the entire movie, she's having these memories of finding this cat with her aunt. And she's like, why on earth would my aunt leave me this cat cafe? Mm-hmm. And then it takes her the whole movie to realize and remember that her defining childhood moment was finding this cat with her aunt.
Well, I think what it is they had just seen Memento for the first time.
That's it. And
so like, we need a Polaroid where she learns about what her life was.
She's got writing on her that's like trust the cats.
Yes.
Right. Don't trust the,
I am such a sucker for the charm of genre specific tropes. And Hallmark, there's not too many producers that have just a genre. Like that's their own genre. I think what's so funny to me, because yes, we've got rom-coms and we've got romance and holiday movies, but Hallmark definitely has their own thing. I'll do a roundabout way of explaining this. Chelsea and I were watching something yesterday, and the next thing that came up was the second Journey to the Center of the Earth movie. I haven't even seen the first one, but it was like, Dwayne Johnson's in this. Anyways, they happened to do their whole National Treasure thing that we've talked about on this podcast. They were going to connect the dots in 2 minutes. And really, when you take a step outside of this, this is ridiculous. This never happens. Detective shows do this all the time. Any mystery solving type thing, right? If it does it well. What Hallmark does is it lays the groundwork for our female protagonist at such a feverish pace, and it is always the exact same thing. I'm successful. I have a choice. Is it love? Is it career? And we got that from her immediately. And then
right away,
within the first time that we meet our guy, why is he single? You know, like,
right. Yes.
No matter what. Every Hallmark movie does this. And I
would assume, by the way, that the reason he's single is because all of his time is spent doing favors for everybody. He has no time to date because all he does is favors for everybody around him.
All he does is give.
Right. That's in the text of the movie.
Right.
Yeah. But the Venn diagram that he lives in the middle of, where he's like, I'm the town's only vet, and I also own the cat cafe, and I'm the town's handyman.
Yes.
It's like such a funny, like, wow, what? That's a really busy life, bud. Yeah. You've got a lot going on.
But he's like sexy, charming about it, you know? Like, he's like, he's like, yeah, you can borrow my ladder. Yeah, I'll come clean out your gutters. Yeah, absolutely. I got to go. I was cracking up at like, what a thinly veiled, if somebody told me like, I have to go, I'm a vet and I have to leave our date because a dog got sprayed by a skunk, I'd be like, oh, okay. So this is like the vet's version of like, I have to go wash my hair. This is fake.
Yeah, this one's not going well.
You don't bring your dog to a vet when they get sprayed by a skunk.
Especially in a little town like this, everybody knows about the tomato juice hack.
Right.
Wash them with tomato juice.
Just
wash them real quick with tomato juice.
This is one of the ones, every year when we watch these, there's always one that we watch that I'm like, I think it would actually be so fun to work on these movies.
Yeah, this one for sure.
Like,
so fast.
Like, figuring out the, like, because there is a structure that you adhere to. Like, there is bones. You come into this project, the bones are in place. Mm. She chooses love over career. How are we going to flavor this one? It'd be so fun to just come up with, there's endless variations of like, this one's a cat cafe.
Well, and she
we'll do
also,
the cat cafe
she,
one.
She kind of chose love and new career over old career.
Yeah.
Is kind of what it was.
Yes.
Because she's we assume that she's like fully taken over the cat cafe. That's her.
What existing IP reminds me the most of just Hallmark Christmas movies? And I finally had a moment. I was like, oh, Loki. The show Loki.
Hmm.
There's just all these alternate versions of the same guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know? It's just
no,
like,
that's fair.
And if it keeps coming, we're going to have some misses and we're going to have some hits, but let's do it again.
It's Fast and Furious
in a way. It's a little bit like Fast and Furious.
It is. Bro, it's Mission Impossible There's sure, always going to be a like, uh-oh, there's something. The mission seems impossible. Oh, no, it's not, because Tom Cruise runs so fast. It's mm-hmm. Indiana Jones. There's always going to be a little adventure that we interrupt at the beginning of the movie with the big adventure of this mysterious artifact he's got to go recover. Like, it is, it's a formula as much as anything else. And it's, when it works, it works. It's
I'm
fun.
Thinking now of Bioshock Infinite when they have the conversation of like, there's always a lighthouse.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's always a lighthouse. There's always a girl. There's always, you know, like that thing where it's like, they just sort of, Here are the holes. Create a peg that fits this hole. And the peg can look like whatever you want, but it needs to fit this hole.
Yeah. Some and franchises was, are snipers and some are just blunderbusses. And Hallmark is just shooting
certainly
thousands of tiny pellets and hoping they hit.
Yeah.
All at once.
It really is sort of like the spaghetti at the wall method of movies where it's like if we flood the zone with
it's brilliant.
30 movies at Christmas time and five are five stick, then great.
Brother. Then who else is making five good Christmas movies?
Exactly.
This year?
Like what other right. production company, what other channel put out five good ones?
And for and the cost just, to make it, why not?
Try yeah.
It.
Run the other 25 between 10 PM and, you know, noon for all of December next year, and we get our money's worth of ad money. Like
yep.
It's a brilliant, brilliant strategy. Was there a moment that won you over and that you were like, all right, I'm in. In this movie, I have a specific moment that I was like, yeah, I like it. I think I like it.
I did. Yeah, I have one that stands out to me.
What was it?
I think this movie gave the town more charm than what we normally ooh, get. Mm. I think I our setting that. Had really fun, clever things that it felt like people had relationships. And
the
I
Christmas
really
market
loved
felt really real too.
That I loved the mistletoe thing. It's either, either you smooch. Or you sing a Christmas carol.
It was a little culture. Yeah. It was like,
I could see Hallmark families watching the show and be like, we're going to pick that up. Like they're going to make a family tradition based off of this random movie. Because it's clever enough. And I dug it. And the guy, man, our guy who just belts the song. Amazing.
He's going for it.
Yeah.
It was technically one long fa-la because we didn't really get that. But he's just a rando, you know? You can't be hard on him. But I thought that was really clever. And the way that whole thing was handled, I was like, okay. Yeah, I think it's kind of got me for the rest of this. I'm down. That was about halfway through.
I think for me, it was the terms of the deal. When the setup of like, I'll stay and help if you promise to expedite the sale is when I paused it and I looked at Jess. I was like, I actually think I'm kind of in on this.
Yeah.
I enjoy these stakes. This feels like low pressure, high pressure in a fun Hallmark way. And this is, I think it's going to be a good one.
In that moment, that same scene, or maybe it was the next scene when they were going over the binder, when they were going over her aunt's binder. And she was like, let's do maybe this one or this one. And he was like, we're doing everything in that binder. We're doing the entire binder. I was like, that's fun. I like that a lot. My moment that I was like, all right, they got me is the puppet show.
Dude,
when they ended the puppet show and there was one person there, I giggled and I was like, they got me. They got me.
Yeah. So good.
Kind of fun one.
I enjoyed it.
If you need 80 minutes of Christmas in your life and you're happy to watch like a solid 6 out of 10 movie, I would say this is like,
Well, it's also so simple. I think it was like, what a win for Hallmark. That it's like, hey, we don't have to pay for the military set. We don't have to pay.
It was so simple. That's so true.
We don't have to call USAA to see if they'll be in our movie, please.
Yeah. Just do your regular studio. We don't even have to leave the lot. We can do something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Somebody get us cats. That's it.
Slam this out over 13 days in Vancouver. Call
it
good.
Also, that's such a Hallmark thing. Our cats. We've now seen a cat movie and we've seen a dog movie. They're doing them
that's
all.
True.
It's crazy how much this Guinea was also just Happy Holidays again. Like so similar.
Yeah, I had a little deja vu, I think.
Ran a shelter.
A couple times, but it worked. I don't know.
You got
with
it.
His sister, right?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's funny because it's almost like Paul Campbell, our lead, had 10,000 times the charisma and acting talent of Ezra.
Oh, that's weird.
That's strange. That's interesting.
That's weird.
Let's chew on that. Let's think about that for a little bit while we go to chat announcements. fa la 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 shout announcements.
What a transition.
It was a buffering. It was buffering. I couldn't.
Oh yeah.
I had a couple different. You remember when you would have like the 6 CD changer in the car, and it would take a minute to like over to the. That was sort of my brain at that moment. I had options, but this is the option I went with, and we're all happy about it. Welcome to Shout Announcements. Really,
here we are.
One main thing we want to tell you.
Big one. One big one.
As the crow flies, I suppose it would be tomorrow.
That's right.
If you're listening to this on release day, tomorrow we have our Christmas special episode of Imagine Dungeons coming to you on a dusty road. And boy, howdy, is it a doozy. It's a good one. It's a good one. I'm biased probably with recency, but I like it. I think it's funnier than last year's even.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It's pretty funny. This one was super, super fun. Loosely inspired by one of the biggest movies of the year. So if you listen to our show and enjoy movie content, then take a jump on over to Sinners. Imagine Dungeons. It's been inspired by Sinners, everyone's favorite Christmas movie.
So
standalone. You don't have to be caught up.
Nope.
Completely standalone one shot.
So just listen.
Just do it.
Like,
please. Please.
Just listen to it.
Please.
We don't have anything else for you. Just listen to it.
Please.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My name is Mr. Christmas. Okay. Have we adjusted our thoughts?
Mom.
Mm.
Mom?
Mom.
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 What?
Mom!
It's...
Sorry.
Okay. To not be okay.
We miss you, Dad. Wherever you are.
Yeah, hey, okay. Hold on. Okay.
Same way you lie, star on top of tree.
Last year, we brought the sisters in and we danced.
Yeah.
This year, we brought the moms in and we cried. We did a scene with a mom actor who was, it was first Christmas without Dad. Son brings present and cries. Here's the thing. There is a line in this scene that begs so many questions. Doge just brought it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
The line at the end is that our actors, our Mr. Christmas hopefuls, they look up at the ceiling and they say, "I miss you, Dad. Wherever you are. Wherever you are?
Wherever you are?
Dude.
We're opening up the possibility that dad's in hell?
Yeah, either we're wrestling with faith.
I hope you enjoyed Christmas in hell, dad.
Either we're wrestling with faith, or you've decided that you missed someone who just up and ran out on y'all and didn't tell you where he went.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, maybe he
The other option is that this is about to be a supernatural heist, and the guy's going to go to
break his dad out of hell to rescue his dad. Hey,
yeah,
would watch.
Yeah. I'll be home for Christmas.
Yes.
He'll be home for Christmas, but the apostrophe.
Hell.
The apostrophe is like scribbled out.
Hell be home for Christmas.
It's Violent Night too. Hell be home for Christmas.
Can you imagine Rizzo from Survivor doing this scene?
You always said he was your North Star.
Mom. Mom. Mom.
Mom.
Mom.
I don't know. This poor guy. This poor guy. I was thinking during it. I do this sometimes. I was thinking during that scene in Survivor where it's like, he's being so real and so raw. And
yeah,
also,
yeah, yeah.
If one of my friends cried like that on TV, I would immediately be texting or calling them and being like, are you happy with that? Like, do you wish you
had
done
feeling right
that?
Now?
Do you wish you had
Are you feeling
that?
Right now?
I hope he has friends who are willing to be like, you feel good about that? Is that how you hoped that you would cry on TV?
So good. I did. So in our scene though, and I do like Craig, he made me uncomfortable. The scene
the
in
worst
general
one,
yeah.
makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But he did this Terrible weird scene. Whisper sorrow, whisper sadness.
Yeah.
Where everything is just like a hi.
Hey. It was Craig's performance was like a high school theater.
I thought we were
Craig was
being
tough.
Sad.
I thought we was losing this week. I thought so too.
I did too.
I thought we were going to lose Craig because he did bad, but I'll tell you what, Angel, I've discovered Angel's biggest problem.
Yeah.
Everything he does is sexual and like sensual.
He can't help it.
So in this, no.
That's why I relate so much to Angel.
I agree. He oozes sensuality in the same way that he does.
Uh-huh.
No, when he's with his mom.
That's why we had to switch to audio only. People would just not listen to anybody else.
Dude, is he going to kiss his mom? Like,
yeah.
That whole time, he like brushes her hair. It's like intimate.
That's the culture.
In a way.
That's the culture.
Sure.
Angelito.
Sure. I hear what you're saying. But
you're
like,
right, though. It is very
sexual. Are you going to kiss her? No, it was mad uncomfy. Unfortunately, unfortunately, Rusty did do the best.
Yeah, he did good.
Like
he's done it again
by a mile.
I
still think he's winning.
I don't want him to, but I think
I was encouraged the most I ever have been by the person, like the decision, the person we decided to hang their stockings for Christmas, the person that we eliminated.
Yeah.
Because this was saying officially season two will be different.
Yep.
Yes.
There was always, because we kept this gorgeous, and I think Marcus is way better than Ezra was, to be quite honest.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Not even close. And can I say most improved, by the way?
Yeah. Yeah, Marcus did a decent job.
There was hope here. He's getting a gig somehow from this. He's too perfect. Anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
Him hanging around at 7 is when it started to sneak in. It's like we could do all of this and still have the same outcome. It's still going to be the very same thing. But the fact that he's gone, okay. We officially
Doors
have
open.
These were our individual three that we were thinking would win. Is that right? Or y'all both think it's Rustin now? Angel's my favorite.
I thought it's Rustin
Craig
the whole
is somebody's
time.
Favorite.
Craig's my favorite.
I thought it was Rustin the whole time. I like Craig a lot. I think Craig is a dark horse. So I don't think Angel's going to win. I think it's going to be either Rustin or Craig.
Yeah.
And leaning
Unless
Rustin.
They do like a highly sensual Christmas movie, which could be fun. I would love to see Hallmark's take on like romanticy. Really get in there. But yeah, I would like to see Craig win because I think he's the funniest and that would translate to the movie. Since episode one, I have thought Rustin is going to win and I still do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He feels the most Hallmark. So, he was in like a knockoff Jonas Brothers or something. He was like in a touring Christian band.
Yeah.
He's like a
He's in Camp Christmas, and it's Camp like Christmas. Camp Rock, but for adults.
Yes.
You're selling me on it in a way that I wasn't prepared for. I'm actually into that.
Wait till you see the cool march they do in the woods
for Camp Christmas. Oh, man.
Camp Christmas. Awesome.
God. What was our...
Marcus getting eliminated is like that one guy in every Hunger Games book where you're like, how are you? Okay. Yeah, it was time.
How funny that we decided to judge in our little... our first little competition. What do they call those, man? I can never remember. Before the main one. The one that can give you an advantage.
Yeah.
We decided who wrote the best letter to their mom. Are we for real? Is that really something you can measure? That's so funny to me.
Everybody won.
That's true.
That is true. They played it safe.
Which is my least favorite sentence.
Part of me was like, pick one. Please pick one. Yeah. Please just do one.
Yes.
So that the other two get to sit there and be like, sorry, man, you don't love your mom as much. Maybe you do, but it's not translating. I didn't feel like you love your mom as much as these guys do.
You got to sell it. You got to make the camera believe it.
Like, I thought
I don't care if you believe it in your heart. Camera doesn't believe it. The camera's not buying you guys.
Camera hates
as a mother and son.
Duh. Do you think that maybe some of our guys...
So are you losing today because the camera hates your mom?
Some of our guys that have already hung their stockings, do you think it was because it was like production was like, oh, crap.
They don't have a good relationship.
They don't have
a mom.
They don't have a mom. What do we do? You know, it'd be
what I thought about that. It's like, what do you do if you get this far? What do you do if they get this far and they don't have like a mom?
Yeah.
That's like one of the main questions on the application. Hey, we got to make sure, you know, covering our bases here. You got a mom? All right.
Did Robbie lose the show the moment he revealed his mom's passing?
There's so many things about this show. There's so many things about this show where it's just like, what was your plan?
Yeah, thank God this worked out, I guess.
How are you going to make this work without your thumb on the scale?
Do they have everybody's entire family on standby and they're just like, it's going to be brothers this time. Get the brothers out
here. Everybody's whole family is back at the hotel. It's like, okay, it's mom today. It's mom.
Right.
Mom, come.
I think it's going to be mom's. I think this one's mom's probably.
Man.
Really something to think about. I wonder if they would just be like, do you have a strong aunt? Do you have like an aunt that you like?
Do you have a strong aunt? Can she pick you up?
Do you have a powerful aunt?
How big is your aunt?
What, do you have like a beefy aunt? By any chance, do you have a beefy aunt that we could, no reason, but do you have a beefy aunt? I don't think I have any aunts that could pick me up, by the way.
That's a pretty normal, I think a pretty normal place to be in life.
That's probably true.
Most people's aunts can't lift them unless you're a baby.
Unless you're a wee babe.
Unless you're a wee babe, then your aunt can pick you right up.
My aunts are so weak.
It's so good. Marcus is gone.
What are we thinking?
That's great. Great for Finding Mr. Christmas as a whole.
That I agree with. And by the way, so God's Most Perfect Creature was eliminated, and we're all sad to not look at him anymore. But I do think for in terms of the franchise we have going on here and in terms of like what we can hope to see out of the show, which is diversity of talent winning, always a good thing. You never want to see the same archetype win anything over and over again, because otherwise it becomes too predictable. So I'm excited to start to see a little more, you know, let's let a funny guy win this one. Let's, you know, get me, we already had sort of like Handsome Mannequin. So let's wait a couple seasons before we get Handsome Mannequin in first place again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about like three podcasters on each other's shoulders in a trench coat pretending to be one tall guy wins next season, season three.
It's called Chris Moss. And it's about a very tall.
It's great.
A very tall man falls in love. And his faces keep changing.
His faces keep changing.
And his level of stability and his walking changes as well, seemingly out of nowhere.
Each of the faces does look somewhat like one of us. Can neither confirm nor deny.
Nobody said that. Nobody said that.
I said somewhat. Everybody looks somewhat like something.
Wow. That's so true.
That is so true.
That's a really good point.
I've got that's a sticky note on my mirror.
I think
I'm going to view people differently now.
Regardless of winner, I think I stand by what we said last week, which is that this season of Finding Mr. Christmas is better than last season, but last season had more standout people.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what we've already done too? Within two seasons, and all good reality competition shows do this.
cry a lot.
A host that you can't imagine not being there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, dude.
When sometimes you get, you know, if you go watch Holiday Baking Champion, for instance, I'm just thinking because it's Christmas. If you go watch Holiday Baking Champion, first season, first couple of seasons, the host is Paula Deen's son. And then out of nowhere, one season, in comes Jesse Palmer. Now, if they ever replace Jesse Palmer, I'll riot.
Yeah.
So that's the challenge. You know, TJ comes in like season 9 or something. And you're like, oh, well, this is it.
But like, we got it in one. This is the Jeff Probst. This is, we did one. We were like, we got
it. Well, RuPaul's its own thing.
Yep.
I mean, right. Yeah. RuPaul doesn't even exist without RuPaul. But
writer, producer, creator, everything.
But with Jonathan, we've nailed it in one. We've said this man was born to be here.
Yep.
And he shall go nowhere else.
Yeah.
And I hope they money whip him. I hope he gets that bag for this. Because
surely, absolutely.
He's got to stay.
Can you guys imagine TJ hosting this show?
We're going to do a badass talent show today.
Today's challenge, you got to write a badass poem for your mom.
Someone thinks about quitting and he comes to the house. I'm like, oh, God, it's never good when TJ comes to the house.
Oh, God. You can stake a claim.
I need Jeff, though, running with him while they're in just a bubble trying to knock over cardboard trees.
That's how you play Finding Mr. Christmas. That's how you do it on Finding Mr. Christmas.
I wish they would do a tribal council. If I wish they would do some sort of moment where they could not even a vote, just like Jonathan, like, so what do you guys think at this point in the game? What's going through your head?
Yeah.
And it's just like, and the theme song is fa la 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 la. Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay, to end today's episode, keep an eye out next week. I believe next episode we will be reviewing the winner's movie and the final episode of Finding Mr. Christmas. It'll be Finding Mr. Christmas all the way down. But to end today's episode, I'd like for each of us to say our name and give me your line read on I Miss You, Dad, Wherever You Are. I want to hear your best, like, you're giving it your most earnest go.
Yeah.
I Miss You, Dad, Wherever You Are. And by the way, here's what I want to come from it is, like, I want to believe that your character thinks, well, I want to be able to tell what your character thinks the line means just from hearing it.
Yeah.
So for Two Chunks and a Hunk, I'm Jordan.
Do you think their talent scouts are listening, by the way, Hallmarks?
Yeah, always. Guys? Always.
Pete, if you're here, this is our earnest audition for season 3.
Pete, we miss you. I'm Jordan. I miss you, Dad. Wherever you are. Mm. And my character does sort of think that hell's a possibility, but that it's a dimension and that I could get there.
I like
there.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. You can go there.
Retrieve.
Yeah. Can you choose to go there, or are you just like going around doing bad stuff, hoping you get
teleported
there?
Okay. A Christmas movie about a guy who's like stealing from the Salvation Army bucket and
I'm trying to go to hell because that's where my dad is.
Grabbing an angel tree tag and not getting presents. Yeah.
Just to see if the devil will be like, you're coming with me, kid.
And then what the devil doesn't know is that I've got a sword. The blade is clenched between my cheeks and the rest of it goes up the back of my shirt so that when I get to hell, I can pull it and like fight my way out with my dad.
Very diehard.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go to hell because I think my dad is there.
Gosh, man.
So funny, dude.
That's so good.
My name for this one will be Doge.
Sure.
Character name as well. I miss you, Dan. Wherever you are.
Oh. Okay.
Dad has passed and has become as water rejoining the great wave.
Whoa. Oh.
Dad no longer exists. Dad is just part of the effervescent life collective consciousness that exists just beyond what we can see.
I think the light's winning.
Flat circle. I'm Carter and I miss you, Dad.
Wherever you are, I hope that you're well.
Be it in heaven or deep in hell.
The drums of war building behind it. Doom, doom. You're singing and painting your face with war paint. Strapping demon bones to your body like armor.
Cut away, cut back. So much more hair than I had before. It is so big.
And long and luscious.
So big.
A training montage. I think that's something Hallmark is missing, is like a satirical
action movie.
A training montage and a satirical Hallmark action movie. But we cut away from the action every time, so like moms don't have to be sad about it.
It's like cheap to produce.
Draw the sword, cut to commercial, come back, and he's like wiping the sword clean.
Yeah. Covered in blood. Yeah.
Even the hilts too. Like he's got to flip it over and clean the hilt off too. Like we got fully engorged.
He put it up something, probably.
Probably.
Okay.
That's where he's been hiding it.
All right.
Bye.
Isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.